fire remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An explosion at a luxury Havana hotel has killed nearly two dozen and injured many more. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
At least 22 people were killed Friday in an explosion, apparently caused by a natural gas leak at a luxury hotel in Havana, Cuba. The 96-room Hotel Saratoga was undergoing renovations, and no tourists were staying there at the time. Havana Governor Reynaldo Garcia Zapata told the Communist Party newspaper Granma. The chief of hospital services at the Ministry of Health told reporters at least 74 people had been injured. Cuban state TV reported the blast was caused by a truck that had been supplying natural gas to the hotel. No details were provided on how the gas ignited. I'm Mike Gracia.
More information on the toll that COVID-19 has taken on American lives. It suggests that nearly a million people have died. But now the pandemic has generated gigabytes of data that make clear which U.S. groups have been hit the hardest. More than 700,000 people 65 and older have died. More died at higher rates than women, as men died more at higher rates. White people made up most of the deaths overall, yet an unequal burden fell on Black, Hispanic, and Native American people, considering the younger average age of minority communities. Racial gaps narrowed between surges, then widened again with each new surge. And nearly every 10-year age group, more men have died from COVID-19 than women. Native Americans experienced higher death rates than any other group during the two waves of the pandemic. This is VOA News. India's government has rejected a New World Health Organization report that says the country's death toll from COVID-19 is about 10 times higher than the official count and the highest in the world. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The study by WHO puts India's COVID death toll at 4.7 million through the end of 2021. The Indian government puts the total at 481,000. Other studies, including one last month by the medical journal Lancet, have said that India's fatalities have been undercounted. They estimated the death toll at 6 to 7 times higher than the official number. The WHO's estimate includes people who died either directly from COVID-19 or indirectly through the pandemic's wider impact on health systems, but the government has slammed the methodology used. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
China is installing a career security official as the new leader of Hong Kong in the culmination of a sweeping political transformation that has gutted any opposition in the Asian financial center and placed it ever more firmly under Beijing's control. John Lee is the only candidate Sunday in what is an election in name only. Well over half of the 1,500-member election committee that selects the chief executive has already endorsed him. He needs only a simple majority to win. Lee will replace Carrie Lam, whose five-year term was marked by Hong Kong's most tumultuous period since the former British colony was returned to China in 1997. During an official visit to El Salvador, the Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, urged the U.S. to cooperate with Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Mexico to help solve the current migration crisis that's hitting the region. The Salvadorian counterpart, Nayib Bukele, said he agreed with the proposal, saying that we can all create a plan together where we can pitch in, depending on our economies, of course, to be able to solve a joint problem which affects all of us. Both presidents stressed how important it is to improve the situation in Central American countries so as to motivate people to stay home and not migrate. Every year, thousands of Central Americans embark on a long, dangerous journey fleeing poverty, violence, and corruption at home to the United States in search of the American dream. However, many are victims of the dangers of the route. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.